Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I don't mind cruising along, to be honest. I have plenty of experience, I think, dealing with situations where, you know, you're facing breakpoints or where it's tense. I've played plenty of tight matches in my career that I can rely on that experience. You know, I think it's good to be tested from that perspective. But at the same time, it's also good to cruise along, kind of conserve the energy for what's coming up.
Novak, well played again today. I just wanted to know, if you continue to play a high level of tennis at Roland Garros, will you be satisfied, or will you be only truly satisfied if you win the Roland Garros trophy?
Well, I am satisfied so far with my game. I mean, I reached quarterfinals and played as close as to my best tennis on clay as I think I can be at the moment. I'm really pleased with every aspect of my game. So everything is coming together beautifully, and I'm motivated to fight for the trophy. Yes, I mean that's why I'm here. But you know, it's still a long way to go.
Novak, Fabio could be your opponent next round. I wonder if you were surprised by his win in Monte Carlo. And according to which part of his game do you think he improved the most in the few last months?
Well, Fabio is one of the most talented players on the tour for many years already. I think he lacked consistency, I think, with his results over the years. He was top 15 some years ago, and then, you know, he was kind of up and down. Clay was always his favorite surface, and it seems like things are coming together for him in the last year and a half. And his ranking and his results are showing that. I mean, he's on the verge of top 10 for the first time in his career, and he definitely has the game for big things, you know. I'm not really surprised with his win in Monte Carlo, because I'm familiar with his potential, with his strengths, with what he can do on clay especially. It was just a matter of time when things will come together for him so that he can perform as well as he did on clay in Monte Carlo. And also here, it seems like he's been playing really well. He seems focused. You know, obviously, if I get to play him, that would be the first matchup after a long time. You know, we haven't played each other for years. I look forward to it.
Hi, Novak. You said after your match with Caruso that it was a little bit tougher than you were expecting. Mm-hmm. And today, Struff played. He started quite strongly, but it seemed like you just flipped a switch and he couldn't handle you for the rest of the match. Mm-hmm. After that, is that sort of how you felt?
I think, you know, obviously the crucial breaking point was break on 4-3, new balls actually, and he missed first couple of first serves. I had some really good plays, broke his serve 4-3, 5-3, served out the set 6-3. You know, it's you know, as you said, it was a couple of really close games at the beginning. It was 3-3. We were both winning our service games quite comfortably, but he was being very aggressive, not making a lot of unforced errors, and then match turns around in one game. You know, after that, you know, I started reading his serve better, got a break in the first game or second set, and you know, that obviously gave me wings, and he didn't seem like he was playing confidently after that. It seemed like he struggled a lot to connect his game, so to say. He tried, but I thought I probably elevated my game for another, you know, level or two, and played perfect second and third set.
Novak, before a tournament, some players like to have some victory, like Sasha did last week by winning in Geneva, or Benoit Paire winning in Lyon. On the contrary, you seem to be more and more focused only on the biggest event, and especially on the Grand Slam. Would you say that at the stage of your career, you don't necessarily need some victory for playing your best tennis in the Grand Slam, or is it more a question of be fresh physically, mentally?
Well, I think it's both. I think I don't need to, you know, I've played week before the Grand Slam starts. I've done that maybe just a few times in my career. I've done it actually in Eastbourne before Wimbledon, was it last year? No, 2017. And, you know, most of the years that I had on the tour, and I've been part of the top group of players on the rankings, and I think most of the top players are actually not participating in tournaments before the Grand Slam. I mean, Sasha probably didn't, you know, was not satisfied with his results in the big events before. He didn't have probably too many matches, so he wanted to have more matches. So that's usually the case why players are playing. You know, the reasons are obviously, you know, you want to get yourself ready to the conditions. Grand Slam is best of five. It's different, you know, you also have a lot of different commitments off the court with your sponsors, and just getting yourself ready, attuned in every sense to perform your best.
Novak, you had many big battles against Stan in Grand Slams. I wonder what you think about the way he's playing this week. It seems he's back to his best. Are you surprised? Have you watched any of the match against Stefanos?
Stan is a big match player. You know, he's one of these players that, you know, throughout his career just managed to find their best game when it was most needed, you know, and he is mentally very strong, and I'm not surprised that he's back at his best. And I've seen some parts of yesterday's match, especially at the end, and I mean, both of them were winners. I mean, both of these guys produced some amazing tennis and phenomenal atmosphere and fighting spirit and respect to each other, which is great to see in the end of the net, how they embraced each other, which was beautiful. And, you know, Stan is showing why he's the man. And, you know, he's three-time Grand Slam winner. We cannot forget that. He's a top guy, and he loves to play big matches. So it's great to see him back.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Lux Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew in a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Lux Cafe.